ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked about this homelessness situation a lot on this show, and I've always been a little suspicious of this homelessness industrial complex. I was reading an article the other day, and the headlines was, how did California spend billions on homelessness only for it to get worse? So the state of California spent $24 billion over the past 5 years to address the state's homelessness crisis, and it's not any better. Joining us is Paul Webster, senior fellow at the Cicero Institute. Paul and I have talked about this before. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. How are you?
Paul, doing well until I read articles like this. I don't know if you heard my monologue. I just, you know, this accountability thing just drives me absolutely crazy. There's none. $24 billion over 5 years, and the problem's, you know, not solved, not even close to being solved. And then actually, most people are saying it's worse. How did we get here?
Yeah, so what I want to remind the audience is that $24 billion is just California dollars, and that doesn't include yep. the billions of dollars of federal money that Washington, D.C. sends to communities for them to pair up with state dollars to try to address homelessness. I think you know, how we got here is what happened in 2009 is that HUD changed the way that they funded homelessness assistance in communities. And basically what they did was they established this kind of a odd program called the Continuum of Care that created these little cartels of homeless service providers and then said, you guys ask us for the money and we'll give you the money and you distribute it how you see fit. And the problem with that is when you've got a bunch of money that's unaccountable with very low oversight, you know that you're going to get some problems. And so you're going to get a couple things. You're going to get bad actors who are basically going to take the money and pay up their credit cards or, you know, not deliver on the housing that they promised. You're going to get bloated bureaucracies. You're going to get nonprofit organizations who were making maybe, you know, in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, suddenly balloon up to millions of dollars in their budgets. And what you're also going to get is you're going to get a lack of service delivery because folks are so focused on the money that they lose sight that this money is meant to get people who are really, truly living and dying off the streets.
Yeah, to highlight what you're talking about, there are 9 separate state agencies in California that address homelessness, and they collectively administer 30 programs. There's an interagency council that sits on the top that's supposed to be tracking the money, but what they find out as a result of some federal investigations, they hadn't been tracking anything. I mean, it's just been freewheeling spending like you just described with absolutely zero accountability.
Yeah, the California auditor, they actually ran analysis of the homeless money spent, just the California money, and they came up with that $24 billion over 5 years with no accountability. Another effort that I've been involved in Los Angeles, where we sued the city and the county of Los Angeles, one of the outcomes of that lawsuit was a first-of-its-kind, top-to-bottom analysis assessment of the city of Los Angeles, the continuum of care, their spending, and their outcomes. And the auditors basically said that it was like looking at a bowl of spaghetti. You could not figure out where the money, what it did, what its outcomes were, who received the money. The challenge with homelessness, and I really blame a lot of this on the federal government, because they've done such a poor job of providing accountability and demanding outcomes and demanding oversight, that you've got just lots of money sloshing around. You get politicians who can go out there and say, oh, we're doing amazing things for homelessness. But there's three things that are sure. We have more money being spent on homelessness than ever before in our country. We have more capacity. What I mean by that is we have more housing. We have more outreach workers. We have more mobile showers. We have more navigation centers. We have more crisis teams. We have more of every kind of thing, rental assistance, than ever before. And yet we have more homelessness than ever before. And so we really got a problem trying to get a handle on the way that not only the federal government, but states and local communities are addressing homelessness, so that we're actually producing results.
Yeah, and this actually hits home too, right? I mean, here. The city of New Orleans, you talk about these continuum of care grants. We have spent over a five-year period of time $233,780,385, which is a conglomeration of NGOs, the city, and others. And then there's also this separate bucket of money, not as lucrative as the continuum of care grants, called the ESG dollars, where there was another $14.9 million spent there, for a total of $247 million over a six-year period of time, annualized $41.2 million a year. That's huge. I mean, that's,
Yeah. So there's two ways, and I'm somewhat sympathetic to the local governments and to these nonprofit organizations, because they've been given a really significant regulatory and requirement burden by the federal government in terms of how this money is to be spent. And we may have talked in the past about this housing first approach, where it has to be low barrier, meaning that you can't require anything of people that you're providing assistance to, but also it has to go into some very narrow categories. The money has to be spent on what they call permanent housing, or essentially lease-based subsidies for apartments. And developers eat that up because they see that as a pretty consistent revenue stream. But the real challenge is that you've got this money, and there's the one way that people, the natural way that people think about it is, oh, we're giving money to people, to NGOs for homelessness. I should see a reduction of the number of people on the street. I should see improvement in terms of public safety and civil disorder. And we're not seeing that. That's because there's a disconnect between paying for somebody's apartment and expecting that to reduce the number of people that are living and dying and doing all kinds of crazy stuff on the street.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So how do we, where do we go from here? I mean, you know, part of the issue, and you saw this in California, it took the state auditor there, I understand, a fairly lengthy period of time to kind of piece and parch this together. You had some of these NGOs that were transparent about what they were doing. You had some not so much. I mean, here in our city, actually the legislative auditor ended up suing one of the NGOs in order to try to get the information as to the point of service stuff that was being provided for. And I don't think he got it to this day.
No. Well, this is what's absolutely fascinating is in New Orleans, you know, the state legislative auditor subpoenaed the continuum of care in New Orleans. I think it's called Unity is the name of the organization, the name of the entity. Subpoenaed them and say, hey, we want to do oversight over you. We're not confident that you're using the money that you're being provided to get the results that everybody expects. And what did Unity do in New Orleans? They banded together with the other continuums of care around Louisiana. They paid a high-priced law firm to go to court and quash the subpoena. And they basically said, we don't answer to the state of Louisiana. We answer to HUD. You have no authority to provide oversight or to audit what we're doing. Go pound sand. And so there's a real opportunity, and I think Louisiana, but I think when you look at what happened yesterday, Governor Abbott in Texas announced, he said, I've had enough of this nonsense. We're going into Austin, and we're cleaning up all of these encampments. We're cleaning up. They found a number of folks absconding from warrants, a number of criminals seeking protection in homeless encampments. Same thing happened in Oklahoma, where Governor Stitt went into a number of homeless encampments in the Tulsa area and cleaned them out. States are starting to get fed up with this kind of circus of give us money and no results. But the other thing that's really great, and this happened back in July, was President Trump issued an executive order that said, hey, states, you're on notice now. We want you to take care of the untreated mentally ill and get them off the streets. We want you to start enforcing camping bans on homeless encampments. We want you to start dealing with open drug use because this is adding to the civil disorder that's going on in our city. And we want you to start holding these homeless programs and these homeless organizations accountable. So this was a very powerful executive order. I think a lot of it still needs to be worked out. But one of the things that I'm doing and what we're doing at the Cicero Institute is going into states and saying, look, this is now the law of the land, and it would be in your best interest to follow up on this and start following through on things like, you know, camping ban enforcement, open drug use enforcement, getting people the help they need through involuntary commitments so that they can get off the street and get better and get into treatment. So I think there's some opportunity for improvement. I think what we're going to see is more of this kind of resistance from what you said, the homeless industrial complex, because they're looking at these changes as a threat to their livelihood, as they should.
I had some experts on yesterday about the WHO and, you know, these foreign investments that we're making in these programs overseas, you find the exact same conduct and behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the mirror image of one another.
Yeah, I call the continuum of care program the domestic version of USAID, where you've got taxpayer dollars going to these, you know, well-intentioned NGOs who do the exact opposite thing of what the people on the ground want to see happen. And so you've got, I mean, it really is kind of a reality check when you've got people in city after city. It doesn't matter. I mean, we do the polling on this stuff. We see responses of 80%, regardless of party affiliation, that say things like, we want our public rights of way clean and safe. We want homeless encampments cleared off of the street. We want to get people the treatment that they need. It's better for people to have a little bit of their civil liberties curbed so that they can get the treatment that they need and so that the rest of society can get the kind of safety and public safety that they deserve. And so it's really quite fascinating that these cities, like whether it's New Orleans or whether it's Austin, Texas, are sitting there digging their heels in saying, no, we insist to keep people on the street where they're living and dying instead of doing something that'll actually show some results with the millions and in California's case, billions of dollars that's being spent on homelessness.
So, Paul, where does this all end? I mean, obviously, HUD is still giving out these COC grants, right?
Well, that's news. So there's some news there. So before the government shutdown, HUD was prepared to put out the way that they make this money available is through an announcement they call a notice of funding opportunity or a NOFO, right, is what they call it. So they make these grants available, and right before the government was getting ready to shut down, HUD was ready to announce the probably the biggest change in the way that these grants are going to be prioritized than the 20-some-odd history of the continuum of care program. So part of it was making sure that programs require their participants to participate in things like drug treatment programs or workforce development programs so that they can start earning a living or getting into treatment, requirements for things to cooperate with law enforcement on sharing of data to make sure that registered sex offenders aren't hiding out in homeless encampments or in homeless facilities in the same buildings with families, with kids who are trying to gain self-sufficiency. So there were a number of things. One of the biggest things in the upcoming NOFO is an elimination of this approach or this prioritization called Housing First that just is focused almost solely on the provision of government-subsidized housing to address homelessness. And so the homeless industrial complex are really upset about this because now their lunch is going somewhere else. And there's a big hue and cry. So I expect that after this government shutdown thing is ended, we're going to see this NOFO announced, and we're going to see a huge change in the way that this money goes into communities, and we'll shake some things up. So I'm looking forward to that. These programs need to be shaken up. There needs to be greater accountability and greater financial oversight.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how this unwinds for sure. And I'm sure the resistance is going to be pretty damn strong. Paul Webster, Senior Fellow at the Cicero Institute, thank you so much for your time, your insight, and have a great week, my friend.
Thank you, Newell.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.